goodness of God.
Your voice, in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, in just a moment, we are going to look at a song that was sung at what could be called the big fun day of God's people during the Old Testament times, during one of their great feasts, the Feast of Tabernacles. And this song was a great song of joy and a challenge for such an occasion. We're going to look at it now. And where's my recorder thing on? Here it is. Brilliant. Let me just put up a short summary of it on the screen. We are going to see some summary words that will summarize it for us. But before we do, our reader, it'd be really great, Carol, if you could come and do our reading at this point. So for all who are listening, it's Psalm 95. And Carol will tell us the page number to turn to.
Church Bible, verses 1 to 5. Come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout aloud to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before him with thanksgiving and extol him with music and song. For the Lord is the great God, the great King above all gods. In his hands are the depths of the earth, and the mountain peaks belong to him. The sea is his, for he made it, and his hands form the dry land. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. So, let me just teach you the summary of this that we're going to go through in our time together now. It says, are you ready, kids? Have a look at me, and I will teach you some actions. Are you ready? Okay, it says, come, shout, and sing to our great King who made the sea and the land. The whole world is in his hands. Okay, should we do the first line together? Okay, it says, come, shout and sing. Okay, do that again. Come, shout and sing. Right. Now, in the original, we had an English reading of that just now. In the original, it's not quite as polite as the English. English is always a bit polite. In the original, each of the words to do with singing, actually, it's actually kind of shouting and singing. So it's really joyful, really exuberant shouting and singing to the Lord. Let's just sort of think about what kind of singing and shouting it might be like. Forgive me for a moment if you're not English or not bothered about this competition that's been going on. Hands up if you watched the penalty shootout last week. Hands up. Quite a lot of people. Okay. Keep your hands up if you shouted and sang for joy at the end. Yeah, good. Okay, great. Hands down. Now, I was at a wedding. It was a wonderful wedding last Saturday, so I didn't see it. But hands up if you watched England against Sweden last Saturday. Sorry, not me. Oh, the wedding couple, they did watch it afterwards. Hands up if you are really, really happy at the end. Keep your hands up. Okay. You went to two weddings. Wow. Okay. Great. So it was, I've got a picture, which I hope will come. Is that picture going to come up? Let's imagine for a moment what might have happened. There we go. Now just imagine if later on today this had happened. Imagine what you would feel like at 6 o'clock tonight. Would you be shouting and singing for joy with great exuberance? That is something of what verses 1 and 2 of this psalm are about. It's that kind of singing and shouting for joy. Something really wonderful. Singing and shouting to God, the rock of our salvation, because he's done marvelous things. And that is the kind of singing and shouting that this psalm is encouraging us to do. Now, in order to just make sure that we're in the right kind of mood, we're going to just reenact some penalties. If you fancy reenacting some penalties, I have got a goal. And where's my goalkeeper? Where's he gone? There he is. Brilliant. Now, I also need another helper, Nigel. This goal is a bit rickety and it might fall over. So we're going to put it. I'm going to put it down here. I think we have a bit more space. Let's put it right down here. That might be good. Right, put it here. Okay, Nigel, do you just want to sort of make sure the goal doesn't collapse? Alex, you're in goal. Now, just to say, we are later on going to have a goal and a chance to take penalties outside. So if you don't get the chance now, there'll be loads of opportunities later on in the fun day. But can I have a volunteer who'd like to take a penalty shot? Yes, okay, go Lois. Let's put you on the spot. Now, what you've got to do is, well, first you've got to score. But if you score, you need to really do a good goal celebration, okay? Polite one, but a good one, okay? And everybody else? She's playing for England, all right? So you've got to celebrate appropriately as well. Okay, so we're going to put it a bit nearer. Put it a bit nearer. Make it a bit easier. Okay. Oh, that's a bit too near. Okay. Just out of the way of young Peter here. Okay. Ready? Go. Oh, what a save. What a save. Alex, I said you're supposed to let them in. That's all right. You can still stand there. Right. Somebody else. Who else would like a go against this amazing Alex Pickford? Come on. Yeah. Great. Please remind me of your name. Gabby. Okay, should we put it a bit nearer? Okay. He's really good. Oh, yes! Do you want to do a celebration? Oh, brilliant. Okay, let's have... come on, Noah. Right. Okay. Oh! This is harder than it looks, isn't it? It really is harder than it looks, isn't it? Who else would like to have a go? Caitlin, come on. Okay. Yes! You've got to celebrate, Okay. Would anybody else like to have a go? It looks like Lawrence would like to have a go. Brilliant. Okay. Okay. Oh, okay. Fantastic. One more. Come on then. Jago. Sorry about that. Mind went blank. Jago. There we go. Yes! Fantastic. Thanks very much. Why don't you take the goal to the back? We don't need it for now. Okay. So, excuse me. Well, that kind of really joyful celebrating is what is going on in this first part of the psalm. Let's just get our... there we go. Okay, should we try it again? Come, shout and sing. And let's do the second line as well. To our great King. Okay, so come, shout and sing to our great King. Let me just read verse 2 of our reading again. It says, verse 3. For the Lord is the great God, the great King above all gods. Why should we shout and sing? Why should we rejoice like this? Because of who God is, the great God, the great King over all gods. Now, in our world, people worship lots of things as if they are gods. So here's just some of the kind of things that people worship. There's a temple where people go and worship actual statue gods. There's cars, money and riches, jobs, family, which is a good thing, and friends. Lots of these things are good things, but we can worship them as if they are gods. And also in our world, there are some very powerful people. That's the sort of the NATO leaders. And some of the really powerful people in our world act and act as if they are gods as well. They think they can do whatever they like. But our psalm tells us that there is one who is far greater than any of these things. He is the King of Kings. As Jesus, of course, is sometimes called the Son of God, the King of Kings. He is the great God, the great King over all gods. Let's practice our first two lines again. Come, shout and sing to our great King. We are going to do that just now. So if young people could stay here, we're going to sing a song up here at the front, and then we'll finish off our time together after. So we're going to sing a song that says, clap your hands, shout for joy, the Lord is good. The Lord is good. And it's very, very similar sort of words to our psalm. So if the music group leaders and everybody can stand. Clap your hands, shout for joy. Now, in the next part of the psalm, let me just read verses 4 and 5. And it goes like this. So this is why is God such a great God? Well, here's some of the things the Bible tells us about him that tell us why he's so great. It says, in his hands are the depths of the earth, and the mountain peaks belong to him. The sea is his, for he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. So we're going to see four areas of our world where God is completely in charge of. Now, the sheets of paper that our young people have got pictures from each of these four kinds of areas of our world. Now, it might be that some of the older ones, you might, as we talk now, on the back, wish to draw something of your own that represents one of these areas. And we're going to go through each in turn. Okay, let's have a look at these four areas that God is totally in charge of. The depths of the ocean. And it's talking here about the things that are so far down that we can't, or difficult for us to explore. That's the word in the original grown-ups, actually. It's the unexplored depths. Now, does anybody know the name of the deepest place in the oceans? Is there any grown-up want to shout it out? The Mariana Trench. It's deeper than the highest mountain in the world is high. It is so deep. And people, we've not explored properly what's down there. And also, if you watched The Blue Planet last year, you remember that extraordinary episode called about the deep, the ocean deep. And you've got these creatures like this, that they're in complete darkness, and yet they have bright lights shining out of their body. It's quite amazing. And these depths of the ocean are in God's hand. But also, the heights. So if you can turn up the next one. There we go. The tallest mountain in the world. Somebody like to tell us what the tallest mountain in the world is? Mount Everest. Thank you very much. The deepest place and the tallest place are described as being in God's hands. And also the sea and the dry land as well. Nothing is like God. He completely controls and looks after the whole thing. Now, in just a moment, on this side, we're going to do the mountain peaks and then the depths. And on here, we'll stick up the dry ground and the sea. So I'll give you guys just a few moments to finish off your colouring and maybe some of the bigger ones to draw something of your own on the back. And I just want to say a few words to the grown-ups as our kids finish off. And in order to do that, I'm just going to read a few extra lines from our psalm. It goes like this. So after saying these wonderful things, the psalmist says, "Come, let us bow down in worship and kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, the flock of his care." Because this great God who created everything can be our God if we love him and trust him, that's such a wonderful thing that as well as singing and praising, we also want to bow down to him because he is so great and he is our God. But then, as well as singing and bowing, this psalm also teaches us that we need to listen as well. Just let me read a word to the grown-ups again. And this is quite a challenge. "Today, if you would hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as you did at Meribah, as you did at Massah in the wilderness." And he's talking there about the ancestors of Israel who had seen all the wonderful things God did, and yet they were not very good at listening to him. And it was so bad that God actually said, because of that, they will not enter the promised land. They will not enter rest. And so when you look at this psalm as a whole, it's actually an invitation to come and enjoy God and his presence forever. And yet there's a little warning. We also have to listen to him. If you received an invitation to a party, you also get directions, don't you, as to how to get to that party. And it's usually quite important that you read the directions. Unfortunately, our family has a habit of not reading the directions. And on a couple of occasions in the last year, we've gone to the wrong place. And in one case, didn't manage to get to the party at all. And another time, we were late for the party. So it's really important that we listen to what God says, because he tells us how we can enjoy him forever. So, young people, are you ready? Nearly ready. We'll stop at this point. Any young people who have got a picture of a mountain or you've drawn something that's related to a mountain, put your hands up. Great. So we've got a couple here. We've got Caitlin. Now, it'd be really good. Nigel, could you come and help me for a moment? And if you could take these pins, look after them very carefully, and when someone brings up a mountain or something like that, we can pin it at the top half here. That'd be great. Caitlin, I'm going to bring yours up. There we go. We've got a mountain. Anybody else got mountain tops? Thank you, Poppy. Thank you, Poppy. Okay. Here's another one. Okay. Anybody else got a mountain top we can put up there? We got one more here. Okay, great. Thank you. There's one more. And now, has anybody done something that's down at the bottom of the sea, down in the depths? We've got Erica. Great. That's great. Great. If I have those. Thank you. Thank you, Erica. Anybody else got one they want to put up? Thank you very much. Thank you very much indeed. Okay. We've got lots and lots. I'll give these tonight. Oh, wow. Hang on a moment. Come to those in just a moment. There we go. There we go, Nigel. Got a few there. Keep you busy. Now, next, we've got dry land. Anybody got something from dry land? Thank you very much. That's lovely. That's very nice. Is that a dry land? There we go. Anyone else got some dry land they want to put up? Yeah? Have you got one? Okay. I will put these ones up. And so here's some dry land. And has anybody got the seas? So this was the picture of the boat. Thank you very much, Sam. Thank you very much, Isaac. Thank you. There's a dry land on the floor. That'll be great. They've got three. So thank you very much indeed. Wow. Okay. Are you okay, Nigel, to put the rest up? Thank you very much. So, as that is coming together, we can see that God is a great king over the mountain peaks, over the depths, over the dry land, and over the sea. He's the great king. He holds the whole lot in his hands. So let's put up our words again. There we go. Are you ready? Are you ready to do this all together? We'll make sure we've learnt it. Okay, let's just do the second half again first. Okay, so he made the sea and the land. The whole world is in his hands. Okay, should we try again? He made the sea and the land. The whole world is in his hands. Okay. Let's put the final one. Should have it all in yellow. It'll come up. Let's just do it now anyway. Okay. Come, shout and sing to our great king. He made the sea and the land. The whole world is in his hands. That is an amazing reason to praise God, to rejoice in him today, to enjoy a great fun day. I hope that you have a really lovely time the rest of the day. We're going to sing again, and this time a song just, it describes God as indescribable. He's so good. He's so great. And there's so many wonderful things. You've got four birthdays. Wow. Four birthdays. We're going to stand and sing. And while we stand and sing, if you young people can head back to your families, that would be great. We're going to sing Indescribable.